All right, breaking news. 6 days after Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at Utah Valley University, we finally have some clue as to the motive of the shooter. We have text messages between Tyler Robinson and his roommate. These have been officially released. They have been confirmed. And these images right here I got from Midas Touch on Facebook. Midas Touch got it from the official investigation. The roommate... This reads, police interviewed Robinson's roommate, a biological male who was involved in a romantic relationship with Robinson. The roommate told police that the roommate received messages from Robinson about the shooting and provided those messages to police. On September 10th, 2025, the roommate received a text message from Robinson which said, quote, drop what you were doing, look under my keyboard. The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and I'm going to take it. Police found a photograph of this note. The following text exchange then took place. After reading the note, the roommate responded, quote, what? With a bunch of question marks. You're joking, right? This proves that the roommate had no clue. Elon Musk, you know, Stephen Miller, all of these right-wing figures have been spreading lies that this was a, quote, transgender terrorist cell. The implication is that 5 to 10 transgender people knew of this beforehand and coordinated. Like, what? It was one young white male. At the exact same time this happened, a white male shot up Evergreen High School in Colorado, injuring multiple students. 2 weeks before, a young white male killed 4 people. Time and time again, it's the same type of person. And what do Republicans do? They try to pin it on people around. They try to punch down over and over. We'll talk more about political violence in just 1 second because it overwhelmingly comes from the right. But Robinson said, I'm still okay, my love, but I'm stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I'd hope to keep this secret till I died of old age. I'm sorry to involve you. Roommate, you weren't the one who did it, right? Robinson, I am. I'm sorry. Roommate, I thought they caught the person. Robinson, no, they grabbed some crazy old dude, then interrogated someone in similar clothing. I had planned to grab my rifle for my drop point shortly after, but most of that side of town got locked down. It's quiet, almost enough to get out, but there's one vehicle lingering. The roommate said, why? Robinson said, why did I do it? The roommate said, yeah. Robinson said, I had enough of his hatred. Some hates can't be negotiated out. If I am able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence. Going to attempt to retrieve it again. Hopefully they have moved on. I haven't seen anything about them finding it. Roommate, how long have you been planning this? Robinson, a bit over a week. I can get close to it, but there is a squad car parked right by. I think they already swept that spot, but I don't want to chance it. Robinson then says, I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back Grandpa's rifle. So he used his Grandpa's rifle. I don't even know if it had a serial number, but it wouldn't trace to me. I worry about prints. I had to leave it in a bush where I changed outfits. Didn't have the ability or time to bring it with. I might have to abandon it and hope they don't find prints. How the F will I explain losing it to my old man? Only thing I left the rifle wrapped in was a towel. Remember how I was engraving bullets? The messages are mostly a big meme. If I see, quote, notices bulge, ooh-woo, on Fox News, I might have a stroke. All right, I'm going to leave it, but this effing sucks. So he confirms that it was just a meme. It was not a right-wing Groiper meme. This is just a meme in certain communities. Judging from the scope, I'd say Grandpa's gun does just fine. IDK. I think that was a $2,000 scope. Robinson, delete this exchange. Robinson, my dad wants photos of the rifle. He says Grandpa wants to know who has what. The feds released a photo of the rifle, and it's very unique. He's calling me right now, not answering. Robinson, since Trump got into office, my dad has been pretty diehard MAGA. Robinson, I'm going to turn myself in willingly. One of my neighbors here is a deputy for the sheriff. You are all I worry about, love. Then the roommate says, I am more worried about you. Robinson says, don't talk to the media, please. Don't take any interviews or make any comments. If any police ask you questions, ask for a lawyer and stay silent. Now, my job on this show is to report the news that we like, to report the news that we don't like, and everything in between. I've been saying over the past few days, let's just wait and not jump to any conclusions. A lot of people were making misinterpretations about memes online that were just totally false. I've been studying the far-right Groiper movement for 4 to 5 years. I mean, I am an online commentator. I study the other side, and he was not a Groiper. I tried to say that, and people in the comment section either unsubscribed or emailed me, but I promise you. So there was a photoshopped picture going around of him in a MAGA shirt. That was fake. He never wore a MAGA shirt. there was a report going around that he was a registered Republican. That was not him. It was someone twice his age with a similar name. Tyler Robinson is a common name. There was a report that he donated to Trump. That was not him. He would have been 16 or 17 at the time. There was also a report that he was wearing a Groyper costume back in 2017, but there's a few things wrong with that. Number one, the Groypers didn't exist in 2017. Secondly, he was doing something called a Slav squat. This is a meme that was going around for years. It has nothing to do with Groypers. The mom didn't even include a Groyper image. That was something that people included afterwards and acted like it was that. She just said, Tyler is some guy from a meme. The meme is this. It's called the Slav Squad. Somebody online who must have been 40 to 50 years old, which is fine. They just didn't understand this. They didn't understand the meme, so they were reporting it falsely as him being far right. Here's what likely happened. As a young dude who is the same exact age as Tyler Robinson, here's what I firmly believe happened. He grew up in a Republican family, grew up around guns, probably grew up hearing some crazy shit from them. Then, throughout the COVID pandemic, I'm sure he spent more time alone, isolated, as many other young males did. And I have this algorithm theory that, you know, young white men have always been prone to some sort of radicalization, even before Columbine, before all of that. But after COVID and the advent of the internet, it feels like the radicalization is accelerating. It doesn't just feel like that. It is proven. The radicalization of people is accelerating due to post-COVID isolation, due to foreign actors trying to get involved, due to domestic politicians trying to stir people up. And I'm sure that Tyler Robinson slowly got radicalized. Now, the facts show that the vast majority of deaths come from the right. We have proven this time and time again on this channel. We've been covering this relentlessly. So I think it's important to stay factual, to stay grounded when reporting all of this. He also carved Bella Chow into a bullet. Somebody then said maybe he was referring to a far-right playlist. I found the far-right Groyper playlist. It had 4 followers. So then the question is, was he saying Bella Chow, as in the famous anti-fascist song, or was it in reference to a playlist with 4 followers? I think it was the famous song. Now, these texts confirm that he was not a far-right Groyper, but the thing is, that doesn't look bad for liberals. Liberals do not own this. Liberal politicians are not the ones who are going out there using insane rhetoric about cities being invaded. This does not look bad for us because at the exact same time, an actual white nationalist anti-Semite shot up his school in Evergreen, Colorado. Young white males are being easily radicalized. It's not because of trans people or colleges. It's because of algorithms and radical politicians, mainly on the right, radicalizing people. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make, if you appreciate the facts that we tell, drop a like. Again, I was tracking, and some people left the channel because all I said was, this guy is not a far-right Groyper. Please wait for facts. And I got in an argument with probably 100 to 200 of you guys in the comment section. So if you were one of the people I argued with, let me know. And I love you all. Peace out.